Go found the book, did you?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. Ooh, it's Oracle Friday. My goodness, we had some technical problems this morning, so sorry that we are late. If you can just hold on, I got to get Dr. Reggie on the line. It is Oracle Friday. If you'd like to have a word from Dr. Reggie this morning, you need to give us a call at 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll get the day started. All righty. Hey, Dr. Reggie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, you want to do our opening prayer this morning?
Okay. Heavenly Father, let us all take a deep breath in and thank you for the power of breath and life, the essential part of who we are. Let us breathe and be thankful for the energy of breath, that we are alive without complaints or regret, that we have a powerful energy in you. Give us the energy of insight and protection and wisdom above all else. I believe it is so, and so it is.
Wow, and so it is. Okay, Dr. Reggie, so are you ready to get started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Area code 678, you're on the air this morning. You have a question
good
for Dr.
Good morning. Good morning, sweet Cynthia and wonderful Dr. Reggie.
Oh, good morning, Susie.
Yes, how you doing? I miss you so much.
Oh, we miss you too. But, you know, don't forget Thursday we'll be at the Open Mind Center, and we will do meditations from then on.
Okay, you're going to be going to the Open Mind Center.
Mm-hmm, in Roswell. It's beautiful. You'll love it, and it's great. It's a wonderful location.
Okay.
They have wonderful things. And ambulance and everything is really great.
Okay, so we're switching to Thursday.
Yes, because Tuesday was the only time we had available at the festival office. And it was very constrained and constricted, and you had to get out a certain time. So this is much more easier.
Okay.
And it's easily located for a lot of people. It's in the center of town, you know, so pretty cool.
Yes, it is. That's good for me. I could just hop on 400 and go.
Okay.
It's right off of the 400, Susie.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. Open Mind Center. I wrote
Open,
it down.
Open Mind Center. You get off at Holcomb Bridge, and then you turn. Are you coming from, would you be going north or south on a?
Yeah, I live in Cumming.
Oh, you'll be going south, right, on 400?
Yes.
Yeah, so then you just get off at Holcomb Bridge and you turn to your left. And it's on Old Alabama Road, right on the corner. Turn left at the light on Old Alabama Road. So we'll be there every Thursday. And really, it includes meditation, but it's really a psychic development class, which I just think is phenomenal.
That's what I'm really working on now, stepping it up, and I've just got a real strong calling to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm working on developing those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Reggie is one of the best in teaching it.
I know that.
Bless your heart.
You can join us. That'd be great. So
yes,
the way he's teaching this in 6-week segments. He has the beginner, like a part one class, and then he has a part two class. But really, and so you can either pay, I think you can pay.
Is this what's on his website for monthly?
No, that's something complete. This is completely different. Let me mute his telephone. I think he's still trying to take some of his medicine. Hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, you can take for 6 weeks. You can. It's $90. You might want to check the Open Mind Center website, but it's $90, or you can take it class by class, and it's like $20. So you save a little money if you pay up in advance. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Do you have a question? You have a question for Dr. Reggie?
I'm open to spirit and whatever Dr. Reggie has coming through for me.
Well, I do feel good energy for you. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
I do feel good energy for Susie. I feel a lot of things happening. She's unfolding in a lot of ways in terms of her move and in terms of what's happening for her and in terms of her love life. Everything is happening. And they want her to be open to the power of change. And that means that the results are good and they get ever better as time progresses. Accept that and know that. And that the transformations are made with you, and they'll continue. And you know what? This change comes magically and from within. And it grows and grows and continues and expands. And the forces of circumstance and chance are like serendipity to you. They work towards this change for your betterment, for business, for love, for money, for everything that's going to come your way. Expect this change. This is the year a powerful change. So you have to affirm this and live it and know it.
And so it is.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited. Anything in particular you see opening up for me?
Specifically, when I talk about change, that includes a lot of things happening for you. And if you want something specific, just cast your net into the sea of infinity and ask God for it. Above society, above religion, above mystical tradition, you are the one that is the best performer in the world to choose what you want to happen to you. So cast your net with the energy of conception and power, and God will grant the desires of your heart. I promise you that. I know that.
It's like to be careful what you wish for.
Only if it's going to be for your betterment. So your caution is in God. The power and protection is in God as well. Mm-hmm. You are power.
Okay, do you see any developments in the relationship department in any time soon? I'm, of course, waiting for that to open up more, the door to open up instead of just being a little crack in the door. I'm looking for the door wide open.
I think there is some change, and I see on your end that it's powerful, pulling. But you have to wait until it unfolds for both ends to open so both can be compatible at the same time. And just thank God for the energy. Thank Him. And watch what happens.
I have been thanking God.
As you're letting it go, don't force God to do what you want. Just say thank you and let it go.
Yes, I've been thanking God for the progress made thus far and the progress to come.
Yes. Because this person has their own mind and intention. And love is a very powerful and lasting force. So with the power of love, and God is all he is love. So that love is inside of you. So expect it to blossom and bloom and burst open.
Ooh, I just love that.
Okay.
Yes, dear. I can't wait to see you again very soon.
Oh, goody. 6:30.
6:30. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Okay, 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay. Okay, dolls, I'll see you soon. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thanks, Susie. We miss you, too.
I love you both.
We love you, too.
We love you, too, baby.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Dr. Reggie, we have a guest in the guest room, and she has a question, which is, she says, what is blocking her from hearing from spirit?
The only thing blocking her from hearing it is herself. Don't believe there's anything blocking you, and there won't be. What you have to do is make sure that when you want to hear something, that's called clairaudience. It's the clear ability to hear above and beyond normal hearing range. What you do is thank God for everything. Learn to still yourself and listen to the wind. Listen to nature. Listen to the birds. At one point, you'll be so good, it'll scare you. You'll be able to hear the clouds overhead. Like, oh, my God, what is that noise, that whirling sound? You'll be so tuned in, it will amaze you. And you'll hear beyond spirit. You'll go, oh, my God, this is great. Because you're a natural antenna for the energy of God. You're never separated. Just practice, practice, practice.
Mm. Wow. Her name is Tamara. So, I mean, Tamara, if you get a moment, can you let us know why you feel that you're being blocked? And I'll go ahead and we'll move to our next caller. Area code 626, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi. Here's my questions. And I'm involved in a legal issue. In May 20th, I will have a trial. My attorney's name is Mark. And I'd like to know what the energy is around him and his thoughts about my case.
Mark is very dedicated and very, very much into the legal practice. It's really crazy. He really is. And I think that he really wants to defend you and your case. He thinks that there's a powerful energy of real energy around, real energy about innocence around you. And he wants to defend you in this case. And the thing is, I think it's going to be good for you. But there's always a lesson to be learned here, even about him. There's a legal undertaking, and that's okay, too. It's going to turn out in your favor. So what I want to know, I know this, that you're going to call upon the good forces to help you win this case. Because justice is done. And the court hears you. And the court will favor you. And all will move smoothly. And all will move easily. And a decision is made, and victory is yours. Your case is won. And harmony and balance are restored. But remember this, if there's anything in your consciousness that will block you, release it by the name of God and the power of God, and it will be. It will always be in your favor. And so it is.
Wow. Amazing, Reggie. Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's
it's in your favor. It's in your favor. God is on your side no matter what and loves you in spite of everything that happens in this world. And divine justice is always going to take place, and it's in your favor. But keep your thoughts straight. Keep your thoughts clean in the Holy Spirit, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I say congratulations ahead of time.
Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so Tamara wrote us back. She says, I am studying holistic health. Hold on, Dr. Reggie, let me mute your phone. I am studying holistic health. I am a Christian. A lot of my Christian friends receive prophetic words from the Lord. I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't think I've ever had that experience. And I worry I'm not tuned in enough to heal people, although I do feel called to do this work.
Powerfully, you are tuned in to heal people.
Hold on, let me turn your mic on.
Powerfully, Tamara, you are tuned in to heal people. There are no obstacles in your life from hearing God. God made you in the first place. He doesn't care if you're Muslim, Christian, Zoroastrian, Buddhist. He doesn't care what you are, but he does care who you are. And you are a spirit of God. I don't care if they're Christian or Muslim or whatever they are, or pagan, it doesn't matter. As long as you understand God as a spirit of love, there are no blockages. There is only protection. So now call upon the power within you to make smooth the path beneath you, and that your energy flows forth and greatly and gently clears the way before you. And by force of personality and force of will, you calmly push away all the energies that oppose you and block you from hearing the voice of God. It's a still small voice. And I pass freely through resistance, and I ride easily over obstacles. I am confident and in control. And in my wake, people are transformed and healed by the power within me, which is God working through my vehicle. People are helpful and friendly. People are easy to get along with. And people value my ability and my willingness to heal them, and they will listen. And so it is, and so it shall ever be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I hope that answered your question, Tamara. Just type me a little note. Let me know what's going on in the chat room. Thank you so much. Let's go to area code 617 this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, precious?
Oh. Oh, I love that. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Boy, I haven't heard that in years. Years.
Oh.
Oh, that made my day.
Isn't that great?
Well, I would like to know if Spirit has a message for me.
Always. Always is a message. As you go within, you're unlocking a lot of doors, and you are entering the powerful temple within. And you are at one with the secret knowledge. And you see with other eyes, and you hear with other ears, and you feel with other senses. God is using your whole vehicle to get you in motion right now. This is the year to get things done.
Yes.
Speaking in front of people, performing, doing workshops, everything, writing, all these things are very powerful right now for you. And all is made clear. All the hidden knowledge is brought forth. In the light of understanding and the power of God, you are a special vehicle for healing, for understanding, and for doing things in the public light. It's meant for you to do this. Accept your shield. Accept it. And don't be afraid of anything, because God is standing right with you, and the angels stand before you with Michael's sword protecting you. Believe me, you are one with a very powerful force of God.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Reggie, you're on fire today.
But these are beautiful spirits that God has brought forth. They are beautiful energies that God has made in this world.
What is your name?
My name is Annette.
Annette. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did that blow you away?
It's confirmation for me, because I've always felt that I'm here to do the Lord's work.
Yes.
And I've been running from it for a very long time, because I was fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a place now where I don't want to run from it anymore.
Amen. And I thank God that you are in the best position to do this, and you will take control of the circumstances which affect and which are part of your life.
Yes, amen.
And you're now shaping them so that the greatest comes of good results.
Yes.
And you can master all things because all is well and all is strong in your body and your soul.
Yes.
And so when you look within you, like I said before, there is a serenity and a knowledge. And now it's time to move in the direction that you want to go in and make the transformations that you desire. And
yes.
all is whole within you. Don't run from God. You can't go anywhere because wherever you go,
amen.
God is.
Amen. Yes. Wow.
Ooh, that just tickles me, too.
Wow.
He's within you and he loves you.
Oh.
Wow. Oof. That's exactly,
no
exactly
stress.
What I needed.
Thank
you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And I've been praying, actually, I've been praying to actually, I don't know if I would need a teacher, because I feel like it's time, it really is time for me to step into this power.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been asking, how do I go about doing this? Where do I go? Who do I talk to? Because I read so many books. It's like I have a thirst for learning about it. From everything,
mm-hmm.
it was from the healing, from touch, because I know part of my gift is
quantum
is
touch. It's quantum
yes.
touch.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. But it's like, and I read everything. I read whatever I can get my hands on. I just love reading,
mm-hmm.
and whatever it I can absorb, I absorb. But now it's like I need.
It's time to live it. It's time to live it. And that's the
yes.
good thing, because you know what? You've taken in the information. Academically,
yes.
that's good. But when you live
yes.
it, that's a whole new panorama.
Yes.
It's a whole new thing. And you are affirming, and you are serene in yourself. And when you heal people, even by touch,
mm-hmm.
there's a powerful thing happening with you. Something takes over
100%. Yes.
And you're
yes.
becoming the mystic that you read about,
yes.
you are becoming that person.
Yes.
And the higher powers take over on you. Even in your hands become the living instrument of the Almighty.
Yes, amen.
An
yes.
extension of your soul. When you touch, you heal.
Yes.
And you anoint. And it's done.
Yes. And even with my words, too, the same thing when I...
Yes, indeed.
Even when I put something on paper or,
mm-hmm.
or speaking to someone, I mean, I've gotten... People have come to me and said, you don't realize when you sent me this letter or this email and you spoke to me, it's like they come to me and they're like, you don't know what
right.
you've done, the power that's in your words.
Words
your energy
have a
that's
crazy,
behind your words.
Amazing power. It's
yes.
significant. And as a significator or the person who's chosen to do the Lord's work, you're the person who's... It can be a child or an adolescent, an innocent or an experienced person. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
God will use every man, every woman as the
Absolutely.
Adventurer and the person doing his work. You are a person becoming aware of your potential
yes.
as an ideal woman,
yes.
A person who's an engineer and applying this engineer in sciences of God's work on earth.
Yes.
So now you're the high priestess. You can't
yes.
run away from being who God made you and anointed you to be with yourself. So you're the ideal woman
wow.
and the dream woman,
yes.
the individual who holds
yes.
a secret, a
yes.
psychic energy, a
oh
wise woman, a scholar and a researcher, and a
oh
person who's initiatory in your
yes.
order. So accept
yes.
the power of God in you
yes.
right now. You came from an ancient line in your past life in terms of Egypt, and stuff, you've done all this stuff before, so it may seem familiar to you. You've done it before. Now you're reliving it for
yes.
a reason. God's
yes.
letting you know you're not getting away from me in any lifetime.
Yes.
I want you to do my work,
yes.
so be free to do his work.
Yes. I've even had a vision,
mm-hmm.
a vision of me standing in a coliseum with all people around me, and I was teaching them and showing them how to manifest.
Right. And it's instant manifestation, and it works
yes.
because in the astral plane, you've done this before, so now you're
yes.
here in the physical plane to prove it. Okay,
yes.
now I'm
yes.
wishing you all the success in the world.
Thank you. And one other thing before I go, part of my name is High Priestess.
Yes, exactly. It is. I know it is.
Oh,
and that's why
God.
You're here. You were named that because they're calling forth the powers of good fortune in you. So draw on those powers from the
I
stars
will.
And know that God
yes.
wants you to prosper.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you both so, so very much.
Oh, you're such
so
an angel.
Very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
You too, precious.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow, Dr. Reggie, that one got me turned up here, you know. I got somebody in the chat room. I need to know their name, Faganzo, but I don't think that's their real name. That's just their. He says, hello. I'm assuming this is a he, but I don't know if it's a woman or a man. That's why I'm asking. Can you please type in your name, please? Faganzo. He says, hello, I have not seen my sister Linda in over 4 years. How is her health? And I'm waiting for his or her name.
You waiting for whose name? Gonzo?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not typing.
That's okay, but I feel something with her as the Queen of Wands. The energy comes up that she's taking a change. Sort of involved in lots of activities and projects, and as an entrepreneur trying to make her way, and there's things that have happened for her with decisions. Even though you haven't seen her, she made major decisions about her life and enforcing things. She's not in any major trouble. I don't feel that. I feel she's in a place where she needs to have this. As a person who's a disciplined person and trying to be resourceful and protective of herself. So it can be negative and destructive energies around her, but she's okay.
Okay.
And see her, imagine that your sister is calling you, and see her on a screen in your mind, like a movie screen, because we do that all the time. Oh, my God, I was thinking about so-and-so, and now they're calling me, because it's an intentional subconscious projection of energy, seeing the person. And since we're all connected anyway, she'll pick the phone up and call you. So be prepared for that.
Okay. Yep, we have the power. We have all the power. Okay, let's see who else is on the line this morning, Dr. Reggie. So you did that reading for Annette, and the lines are popping now.
Okay.
Area code 443, you on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Is this
hey.
Cody?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cody. How are you?
I am great. I just wanted to just sort of update you on yesterday. It was just a phenomenal day for me, and I just thank God for you. And I just wanted to ask you, and not take too much time, do you see for me now? I'm realizing some things, and I just want to know, what do you see in terms of my finances and my business?
Well, one thing I do see, that you have learned a very powerful thing, to call upon the power that is within you and not stress so much about what's around you. There's a difference. And you call upon the sentinels of the heavens and call upon all the good spirits and the ministering angels. Protection is yours, defense is yours, and safety is yours. And now the doors are open for money to come in. And now they're coming. They're working. Not to worry just about the luck you have, because the luck is with the Lord, but the money is a powerful energy. And you've learned that money is good for you, and that you do good things with the money you get. And your money will increase, and you'll think of living and in the universe, because it lives and has good that it sends you. So keep your mind always open, because you call for the energy of money to do good things with it. Channels of money and abundance are open to you, and money comes to you from many sources. So thank God for that, because I see the energy of pentacles, which means divine prosperity. So keep your mind open and receptive to the road of money opening to you, okay?
Okay. My dilemma is, what happens when, like, doubt keeps you? If you're on a high, you know things.
I'm trying to hear you, because Cynthia's typing. It's hard to hear. What happens with what?
Can you hear me?
I'm trying to hear you now. I heard an echo and some typing. Okay.
Can you hear me, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I can. What happens when what?
When fear and doubt seeps in. You know what I mean?
Oh, doubt is always there. But you know what? Doubt is prayer. But guess what? It is prayer in reverse.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So don't doubt. Doubt is prayer, but it's prayer in reverse. Learn to step in faith, and faith, which is light, will always neutralize or banish the doubt.
Okay.
So step up with the energy. Envision coming down from many sources, sources that you may not expect and may expect, that this money comes in as a surprise for you. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm excited. In the mail, on the internet, whatever. It has happened to us, so I know that's true. So expect a miracle. Expect money. You are the miracle. So you can only attract to you what's natural.
Okay.
And since we all live inside of the mind of God, why wouldn't it work?
Right.
It's about your faith anyway. Your mind is connected to the one mind that is and the one power that is that made you and wakes you up every morning and will see to your future and your destiny. So keep your mind open to prosperity and all good, because that's all God can be.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Rez.
You're so welcome. And you're such an angel. It was so good seeing you when you came here.
I'll be there very soon.
Okay,
much
very
love,
good.
Much love, Miss Cynthia.
He said, much love, Miss Cynthia.
Oh, okay.
All right, Cody. Be good.
All right. See, okay.
We love you. Take care.
I love both of you. Thank you.
I know that.
Wow. Area
Hi.
347, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, good. What's your name?
My name is Toya.
Toya?
Yes.
Oh, my play daughter's name is Toya.
I know.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as always, but I want to know, what do you see for me as far as career goes?
You know, Toya, you were given this energy for a reason, for a very powerful reason, with jobs and stuff. It's more than just jobs, it's career. And you have one baby or two?
I have four, but right now...
Oh, my God. They're not in the same house right now?
No, two of them is going to be with me, yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I have one with me right now, and the other
one's
coming in July.
Wow, I was going to say, oh, my God. But there's a reason. When you have children, the children are a gift, and the affirmation is you're going to create a pattern of energy and a channel open for you to have a career. You're very good in speaking with people and calming them down.
Yeah, I am.
I know.
I like it.
Keeping everything in order. So as a counselor, you're very good. Make sure you take a quick course in counseling and something strategic with that and helping people, especially people who said, he doesn't love me anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do, run away from home. All that nonsense. You get them back into reality and bring them back into focus.
I'm sorry to cut you, but would that matter? Like, because I have felonies.
It doesn't matter. You know what? No matter what that is, God will forgive you of that. You know that, right?
So, yeah.
But in fact, that was a learning lesson for you.
Yes, it was.
The learning lesson. And take that learning lesson and bless other people with the power that you have to bless them. And it's good for you. You can help a lot of people, especially people who are doing things that will take them out of the construct of God, you know?
Yes. Yes.
You're helping people to alleviate all that pain.
Okay.
And helping them with patience. With patience, because with children, it takes a lot of patience and a lot of love.
Yes, it do. Yes,
and you're teaching
do.
Them to learn. You're teaching people to learn. Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally, Toya?
The Bronx.
The Bronx? Okay. I hear a lot of accents like from the islands.
Yeah, my mom is Jamaican.
Okay, there you go. Okay. I hear beyond just Brooklyn.
Yeah,
okay.
No, beyond, definitely. She also wanted to speak to you.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
My question is, can you tell me, oh boy, I'm lost for words.
About what?
Can you pick up on anything that's going on with me, job-wise, relationship?
Well, job-wise, I do feel that you have to do more than just a regular job. It has to be more than just a regular sitting in front of a desk. That's not you. That's not you at all. It takes more activity for you to do something else. So it's gonna turn out. In terms of relationship, you've had them, but they got crazy. It's because people get upset for whatever reason. And you're a very strong woman, a very strong woman. And a lot of guys are not ready for that. They're just not ready. So they want to leave and act stupid. So you know what? Just learn to say, I am a powerful woman and strong. And a high priestess in my own right. So if they don't want to deal with that, that's too bad. It's going to take a strong person to be with you, and it's going to be a person to love you for who you are in spite of everything they are. You need to have your own business. And with these four kids that your daughter has, a babysitting business is not a bad idea. Because you're doing things to help people if it doesn't get on your nerves.
Yes. Well, you know what? My daughter has come a long way, and I give her props for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, trust me, she has really come a long way.
Very
and
good.
That's me.
I just give her back one of her children.
Right.
Actually, I want her to have all four, but she's saying she's not ready for all four.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace of God and with time, I know that's going to happen because I'm not going to be
right
here forever.
I know that.
You know? But we're working on that. I've thought about child care.
Yes,
and
that's a very powerful thing.
Very passionate about the elderly ever since I was a kid. And I even had a dream that, you know, that's where I need to you know, go in that direction.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So if I was to choose between the two, child care and the elderly, I always said if I ever hit the lottery, I'll open a senior center. That's how passionate I am.
But you know what's really good about that? When you're helping the elderly, I'm really happy that you want to do that because these people need exceptional care.
Yes.
And exceptional care. And there are government grants and stuff available. But they will inspect and inspect and inspect to make sure everything is in top-notch shape because these people need specific care for specific ailments and injuries and nursing and
right.
all kinds of stuff. So that's going to be a very powerful thing. It's a beautiful undertaking that you want to do that to help people. So you'll be blessed to do that if you do. And the funding is also available. People come to see the house, and if there's anything that has to be built, they're invested. There's government funding available, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm really looking to that direction. And if that is not, you know, feasible, I don't mind taking care of them. Like I said, it's just an innate thing that was in me from when I was small. I
right.
remember, you know, in the Caribbean, we didn't have the kind of luxury, you know, care. And so
that's
we would
right.
go fetch water. And I would go into the yard, get the container, fill it with water, and bring it back to, you know, this elderly person, and she would offer me money, and it would run away because I didn't want any money, whatever.
Right, because you're doing it from your heart. You did it for your heart. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, you know, I would sneak up in her yard a lot of time, or if I see her carrying the water, I would take it from her, you know. So, again, like I said, that's something that has been with me ever since I was a kid.
And you're going to have that wish granted. If you would just apply for the government grants and ask them how to do it, and they will show you where to get money from to do this, I promise. And then you will, from the depths of your soul to the heights of all which exists, your joy is going to rise because you're going to drink another water. Your water is going to come from the elixir of happiness.
You don't know. You really don't know. You know, I've had a lot of, you know, feedback.
Opposition.
You know, through reading.
Yeah.
And, you know, my ancestors, you know, would come through and say, you know, I'm unhappy. That's one of the reasons why I am unhappy. I'm unhappy because, you know, the way, you know, things are going with my children.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, we're very strong, very spiritual.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, every time, you know, it seems as if, you know, you break through, then there is a blockage. And so I question what's going on, you know. And
well,
so
with the blockage happening, you know what, don't expect a blockage. For from the islands, there's different religions and different beliefs. In the Pan-African nations, Caribbean islands, people think that somebody's always trying to create a block or cast a spell. Don't worry
right.
about any of those things. God will break the spells and the dark energy. Just know that what you do for God will last. Everything on earth will pass, but what you do for God will last.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And you're doing
a great job.
You're doing a great job to want to have the energy to bless these people who are elderly and can't help themselves. So I'm asking God to bless you, and he will.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
All righty. You guys be good.
Advice, okay?
All right. And let me know about your progress because you will have it.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, that is so precious. That's so precious. Okay, let's see who else is on the line this morning. You got a full house, Dr. Reggie. Erico 352, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
All right.
Hey, what's your name?
Andrea from Florida.
Hey, Andrea, you got a question for Dr. Reggie?
Andrea,
yes.
I like your energy. I like your energy. It's very good.
Okay,
no, it is. There's a lot of doubt. I feel that. But go ahead.
It is a lot of doubt. I wanted to know, what do you see for me in general? It's just been crazy, up and down, crying. I just want to know if something.
You know what? There's a lot of torn stuff in you in terms of every aspect of your life. And first of all, let's start with friends. Oh, my God. You reach out with your power of your heart and the power of your mind, and you're calling forth all these kindred spirits. But sometimes, like, what's going on with these people? Why are they acting crazy like this? And there's nothing around you that does it. I think it's a part of the environment, growing up and coming where you are. Did you recently move to Florida, or were you from somewhere else?
No, I moved to Florida when I was 5.
Okay.
But I recently, well, 4 years ago, I moved to Citrus Springs.
Okay.
Which is a part of Florida, but I've recently moved to Inverness.
Okay. So no matter what, sometimes when you move to different places, it doesn't feel like the energy doesn't feel right. And environmental factors and the atmospheric energy that affects you. But it's all going to be well. Now, what happened to the job? What happened to the job situation? I feel there's a lot of turmoil with that energy, too.
What happened to who situation?
A job.
Well, I am disabled right now, and I'm collecting disability.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But check this out, though. I really am thinking about going back to school. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I don't know if it's a good idea. But I'm really wanting to go to school, and I really want to go to this school that's close to me. But when I got sick, they're saying I owe them money. So I'm like kind of sort of like in this frenzy of, okay, I don't have money to pay them back, and I want to go to school, but I'm like kind of sort of like that. I just, yeah.
What did you want to focus on in school? What is your area of focus?
Well, I wanted to do X-ray tech, but I'm kind of sort of leaning on in the healthcare field or like, but just human resources.
Right. Well, one thing that's very powerful, I know that you can do that work. And that school, ask them if there's a way for you to make payments, small payments, to try to catch up. If they say you owe them a lot of money or a little money?
About 3 or 4, I believe, 300 or 400.
Uh-huh, that's not too bad. And tell them if you pay it off in increments, you'd love to do that. And also, work while you're going to school. Can you work at the department while you're going to school part-time?
Yes.
And see what that's available. I think it's very available to you. And they'll be glad to do that because you're paying off the money that you owe them. And at the same time, getting education in X-ray technology. But make sure X-ray technology is really what you want.
Right.
If it's not, Ask them, can you do administrative work in the human resources department of the school? And if somebody's going to be leaving soon or on vacation or maternity leave or whatever, can you fill that spot? And tell them you're glad to accept cross-training. You're trying to pay off a debt to the school. They will hire you, believe me. They want their money back, no matter what. I don't care if it's 3 cents, they want it back, so to balance their budget. So go with that positive attitude and tell them that.
So I should go to the school and say I want to work in human resource?
Yes, if that's what you really want to do. And tell them if no one's, if it's all full right now, keep you in the active energy. I'm very available right now, and I want to work.
Okay.
But I don't want you to lose your disability payments if you're working, because that can happen, you know.
Yes.
And we don't want that to happen. You have to make a certain amount of money. If you make over the amount, they'll cut it off.
Okay. So
make sure you're within a range to work part-time if you can and pay off that loan and then work full-time to pay off everything else.
Right.
What do you like about human resources so much?
Well, I was doing like healthcare, but I was like actually lifting the patients and pushing beds, and I kind of sort of after a while I didn't like that because I was hurting my back and blah blah blah. But I get to help people while, and I don't have to do all that if I'm in human resources. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Because at least you're in a place where it's going to help somebody overall in hospital administration. So that makes sense. Okay, you won't physically hurt yourself either, so that's good. So do that with an open mind, and God will direct your path. I know he will. So just do that. But don't lose your benefits.
Okay. How am I going to not lose my benefits but ask them, can I
work part-time?
Part-time and then go there to school?
Yes, and pay off the money.
Okay.
It's double thing. It's a double reward.
So then, do you see money coming in any time like before that?
If you do, I do. I say that because of this. I can't rub a magic wand and say poof, here's the money, but I do see money that's due to you, maybe as a back payment or a reward for something else. But you have to hold your mind open to money. That's all money is an energy. And your energy has to match the energy of money, and it will manifest in your life. God is not deaf and God is not broke. Open your mind to receive, and you will.
Right. The situation that I'm in with my kid's father, I don't really want it from him. He's supposed to get his income tax, and I really don't want it from him because then he thinks he can control me.
Right.
And I'm not his number one, so I don't really want to.
Well, don't say what
route.
You don't want. That's the first law of the universe. Only focus on what you do want. And what you do want will expand and bring itself into your life. If you focus on what you don't want, I don't want this, I don't want that, all of a sudden it shows up because you're focusing on not wanting it. And if you focus on what you don't want, it will magnify into your experience. We don't want that. So just say, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. I'm thanking God that this is powerful and possible. I'm getting a message here to actually do some work to help other people and myself in the meantime and pay off my debt and keep going. This man wants to give me money, wants to control my life and my children and everything else. I don't want that in my life, especially when I'm not his number one person in his life and he wants to be with someone else and try to be with me too. It's not fair. So I just release that, and I thank you, God, for the experience. Now I'm asking you to open the doors of prosperity and the gates of heaven to pour forth in my life with money and prosperity to help me to raise my vibration, to help other people, and to get me back in school and to live my life to the fullest. And it shall be done according to your faith.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. I'm trusting that it will happen for you.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have a contact information so I can contact you?
Yes. 800?
Look, let me write this down. Sorry.
800-401.
Mm-hmm.
8129.
No extension?
No. I'm normally extension 3, but you have to go through extension 1 first. So, and it'll give you all the information, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Area code 201, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Okay. I slept.
Well, that's a good thing.
I woke up, Reggie, at 6:29.
Oh, my goodness, it's getting closer and closer. You program yourself without an alarm clock. It's getting better and better and better and better. I love that. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Did you go to morning mass?
I'm on my way there now.
Very good. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Oh,
I am so proud of you. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you, Reggie.
I am. I really am. You've done a great job and come a long way. And God is going to bless you. You are shielded with the power of the Holy Spirit. I know that.
I have a few questions this morning.
Okay.
Last night, I fell asleep with the last thought on my mind of I bet, you know, this guy, he went back to his country, and that's why he was so mean to me the other night, because he didn't want to break my heart otherwise.
Okay.
And then that first thought I had when I woke up this morning at 6:29. Very first thought.
Wow, and I think that may be true. But let it be what it is, because you know what?
Yes.
With all the other things and all the other secrets and all the other misconceptions, you have to release. The universe says when you release something, you receive something else.
Yes.
Make way for something else by releasing the old.
That's what I'm in the process of doing, Reg.
Amen. I know you are. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Letting you go.
I don't know what else is going on. I don't know if I should, what I should really focus on, work or just getting over this rough patch. There's a lot of things I'm thinking of doing.
The thing that you want to do now, you're releasing something from your life that you no longer want, that no longer serves you, that is no longer powerful, and you're thanking God for it. Even though a crazy experience that came in, with every thing that you do, you share good emotions and good memories and let it go. We used to enjoy being together whenever quarrels happen and stuff like that. It's over. There's now understanding, and there's now good times, and there's now being together with family and with friends, and it shall be. And I say thank you, God, because you have stood by me the whole time to give me the insight to release what I no longer want in my life and which no longer serves me. So thank you for being there. Thank you, angels. Thank you, Virgin Mary. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, God. Thank you, whole family in heaven, for taking care of me. Give me more meditation this morning and help me to visualize that I don't want any judgments and any attachments. I'm now releasing it to have a new friend in my life, giving me pure, vital energy and the intent to rebuild everything in my life for a good purpose. I'm rebuilding now. Thank you so much. I see the angel of temperance. I see the spirits helping me and helping me to release all that no longer serves me. And let it go. And now your focus is rearranged. Okay?
All right, Reggie. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right.
All right.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. I can chew my ice now.
All righty now. Dr. Reggie had a chance to eat his heights. We're going to go back to the lines now. We have Dr. Reggie in the house doing readings today for Oracle Friday. Our call-in number is 914-338-0590. We're only going to be on the air for another 30 minutes. So if you want your reading, please call 914-338-0590 and press 1 to speak with Dr. Reggie. So I want to tell everybody about this wonderful fundraising idea that you had, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
And it starts today. It's called Burning Question Marathon. And Dr. Reggie is going to do readings. You get to ask one question. And it's $20. Now, why does that seem to some people that's going to go, oh, okay. But really and truthfully, Dr. Reggie's hourly rate is $250 an hour. And his half-hour rate is $125. And here you get an opportunity, you know, on Circles of Prosperity, from time to time he will come and visit and do readings. But he is now doing a fundraiser for Infinite Journey Spiritual Center. So, Dr. Reggie, can you tell us a little bit about Infinite Journey Spiritual Center and your dream?
Infinite Journey Spiritual Center is a nonprofit organization that includes everybody's religion. Doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Catholic or Christian or whatever, because everybody's trying to find God for themselves. And God honors all faiths if you do it with integrity and impurity and sincerity of heart. And that's one thing. And we do a lot of activities and fundraisers and things to help people and help them improve the quality of life. There's readings, there's healings with Reiki and everything. A lot of people are available for that, and quantum healing, and workshops and seminars. And so we do this fundraising energy to help people and help the center to grow and to make things more affordable for those people who claim they can't afford it. For example, I come on here every Friday, if I'm available, to do this for people who want to get readings. And normally the readings cost a lot of money. And I think it's only fair to exchange something freely from God. He will give you the energy of your heart, but you, as a person, want to give back to the energy in fair exchange for what you receive, especially when it comes to pass for you in your favor quickly. So you're always giving, giving and giving, and thanking God for that. Some people who hoard things selfishly, it doesn't work for you because you don't have any intention of giving anything. I've seen that work for people, too, in a negative way. So it's to help improve the quality of life on different levels.
Wow. Okay, so he is doing this fundraiser. This marathon is 72 hours. He's trying to see how many people he can read in 72 hours. You can now, there are some rules. You can only ask one question, that burning question, okay? One question. There are no follow-up questions unless you pay an additional $10 for the follow-up question. So you, when you go to his website and sign up, if you know for a fact that you're going to want a follow-up question, you need to purchase that at the same time that you purchase your $20 reading. He will provide an MP3 recording of the reading, and that's an additional $6. And so if you don't have a burning question but you'd like to make a donation to the work that Dr. Reggie is doing, you have that option as well. So here's where you want to go. You want to go to www.ProfitReggie.com, and that's spelled ProfitReggie.com, ProfitReggie.com, and you can sign up. Now, if you're on our mailing list, you're going to get an email from us today regarding this, and you need to go and do this as soon as possible to sign up, because we're trying to fill up this 72 hours and meet his challenge here. It's going to be fun. And we'd love for you to participate. If you have questions and you didn't quite get it all, you can call 800-401-8129. Press option 1 and I'll fill you in. Okay? Doesn't that sound like fun? I hope you guys can help us. And I'm going to put Dr. Reggie back on the line. Dr. Reggie, we have a caller here.
Okay.
Area code 352, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I just had a reading.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, your number was still here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No problem.
All righty. Okay, so if you would like a reading, our queue is fairly open. 914-338-0590. Press 1 on the telephone keypad. Otherwise, I think that we will call it a day, Dr. Reggie.
Okay. No more takers?
Oh, Pam is on the line.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Pam.
Pam from the West Coast?
Mm-hmm. From the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You sleepy, huh?
Yeah, I was awake, and then the call dropped a couple of times, and I dozed off, and I woke back up, so I'm awake now. Yeah.
That means you got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to listen to us, and I really appreciate you so much.
You know, the Holy Spirit does it, so I guess I just need to listen, huh?
Mm-hmm. Spirit calls you. It tells you to listen. It's going to be a good thing. But I see great things breaking through for you. That's one good thing. And decisions that you are hovering about, should I do this, should I do that, you're now getting clearer on your decisions. And that's a powerful thing about a lot of stuff. And sometimes oppositions are going to sleep in. They're going to sweep in and try to challenge you. But you're always up to the task to know one thing. All is well. All is in balance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding our own lives, and we're going our own ways, richer for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this life to continue to be whole and healthy, and so it is. And I know that you craft a good, harmonious future.
Amen.
Yes, good energy is happening for you, and it's good. And that includes the wonderful blessings that the beautiful thing that you have in your son.
Yeah.
It may be trying sometimes. It takes courage. You want to scream, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be competition and this kind of thing, but you know what? There is none, because you're going to feel your power, know your power, assert your power, and savor your power. And that power comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no other power.
Yes.
And once you realize that, you call upon that good, helpful energy of God, He will hear you and hear you now, and all is going to be healthy.
Awesome.
And well.
I receive all of that.
And you're living it. So thank God for that.
Yes.
You're living it.
Yes.
And you're opening so much to Spirit. I'm so grateful that you are.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You're opening so much to Spirit, and I'm so grateful that you are.
Yeah, most of the fears, and I won't even say most of it, I'm just saying that I'm not living in fear anymore.
That's right.
There's some fear. There was some fear, let me put it that way.
You're living in faith.
Yes, and, you know, it's not so much worry. What am I going to do? I'm like, do I need to really look for a job? You know, it's been just as long as Cynthia, almost.
Right.
With that, what people consider a regular 9-to-5er.
Right. But you've been surviving without it, because God is helping. He always does.
Yeah,
you live in faith.
Again, the fear.
It's a powerful thing to live in faith. It really is. It takes a lot to live in faith. You're overcoming every fear every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you let that take you over, it'd be kind of scary, but you can't. You just say, you know what? In spite of everything else happening in the world, I'm going to overcome this. I don't care what happens. That truth proves the test of my faith, and it works.
Mm. I had one question though that
okay.
I seem I can't quite crack the answer. I can't get a clear answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes, you know, spirit speaks to me in my dreams.
Yes.
And this one dream that I had, it was not troubling, but I had a big question mark about
okay.
it.
Okay.
And it was regarding my son's father.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I see dreams, when I remember dreams, when they're so vivid, I see, especially if I'm involved in the dream, it looks like I'm looking at me and the other people involved in the dream like a movie.
Right, exactly.
But this
objectively.
Particular
mm-hmm.
dream, he was, like, talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't seeing me. It was like you were just, like he was in front of my face.
Right.
And he made a statement to me, and I didn't quite understand what he made that statement to me. And I don't want to say it, but
right.
The statement was he was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
He was. Well, I might as well say it. It doesn't really matter. He said he was getting a divorce.
Right.
And I'm like, I mean, I didn't respond or anything. I just when I woke up, I just like that was weird. I didn't.
But you know what?
I didn't get it.
I believe he really is. I think that there's a lot of pressure on him financially and everything. He's got how many kids?
How many?
Uh-huh.
Boy.
Let's say that you know about.
All of the kids are adults now, but except for Tristan.
Uh-huh.
I want to say 5 or 6.
Right. See,
total,
and that's a lot of pressure.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody in the household.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of pressure. And with them being grown and some of them out of the house, and most of them are not, you hear a lot of stress on him of get this for me, buy this for me, do this. And plus his wife is antagonizing sometimes. So he said, I got to get out of here before I go crazy. And music is the only thing that calms his nerves.
That's very true.
So what he does with his music, when he's producing it and everything, it gives him some outlet of belief that he's getting great things done. And he's met a lot of people who are very famous and help him with his own career. With him doing that, he wanted to help his own son, you know, to do other things too. You know what son I'm talking about, to do those things. And, you know, it was powerful. With him telling you in the dream that he's getting divorced, it means one thing. I'm drowning over here. I need to separate from her. And will you take me in? Will you accept me? Will we do things together? Let me know the feeling, because when he was with you the last time, out of nowhere, there's an energy, he wanted to reach out to you to hug you. Even when you weren't saying anything, he felt your power and felt your energy and felt your need. And with him doing that, he did that through the Holy Spirit to give you comfort, through his body, letting you know that I understand what's going on. I don't understand everything from a spiritual perspective, but I do understand how God works through me, and I don't care what happens. I will learn to reach out to you at any cost, anywhere, anytime, because love is love, God is God. No matter how much he tries to resist, and true love will break through all the time, no matter how much time has passed by, God is always good. And I know he feels about your son's career zooming through the atmosphere, and it will. He wants to be a part of that and not being rejected. That's why he said that in a dream. Okay? You still there, Pam? I can't hear anything.
I'll listen to the archives.
Huh?
I said the call dropped, but I'll just listen to the archives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just didn't understand it, and
I gave you the answer. Did you hear what I said?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear my answer when I told you about the dream?
I heard some of it, and then the call dropped. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's a lot of power. But go back and please listen, because you know what? When things come through me through the Holy Spirit, I know what's happening on the energy line.
Right.
It's very powerful. Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate it, and you know, it just—I wasn't afraid, and it was just.
Oh no, it's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear at all. It's a good thing. It really
yeah.
is. to give you empowerment, you know?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Area code 714, you're on the air this morning.
Hello, my name is Loopy.
What is your name?
My name is Loopy.
Loopy. Okay, hi,
yes.
How are you?
Pretty good.
You have a question for Dr. Reggie?
I'd like to know what's going on with myself now and my future to come.
With her what now?
She wants to know
what's going on now, you know, since January 1st.
Well, a lot of things are happening for you, for one thing. I keep feeling this, too. There's something that you were with or someone you were with, but it doesn't feel like you're with that energy anymore. I don't know what that means. Some disconnection. I feel disconnected from some energy. I don't know who that is, but there's also something coming in now to allow you more artistic expression and more artistic freedom and getting when things done. Lupe, it reminds me of a woman named Luz, which means light, but there's an energy coming, a beauty and health and harmony coming in your future too. Things that you want to do, that God is opening the doors for you to do them, okay? And not to be afraid, to trust, and affirm, and call upon the powers in you and around you, and visualize your physical image about how good you look and your weight and your energy and everything that's going to follow. And how beautiful as a person you really are in the inside out. It flows through you and shines from you. And you have it all around you.
That's true. That's very true.
Okay. It's a good thing. So let that be what it is. But don't accept everything from everybody. Know, you have to be very cautious of who you let into your circle. Because some people want to take advantage of that, and they don't mean to, and they have dark energy. We don't want dark energy. Learn to see who is of the light, and learn to ask God to help you, to help restore the beautiful waters of your life. You don't want other things to come in, because people will try to do that. We don't want that to happen.
Okay.
But since January 1st, good things are unfolding for you. You're letting some things go, and now new things are coming in. And that's the secret. Let something go, something new comes in.
That is true. That is true.
And that's a good thing for you. Now, was there a boyfriend you had that you let go of, or a husband or somebody? Why am I feeling somebody was let go? Who was that?
No, my husband passed away.
Oh, that's what happened by the letting go. Okay. Oh, my God, bless his heart. It was a blood disease in your heart or diabetes. What happened to him?
No, he overdosed, but I'm the one just had heart problems. Like, I didn't work like a week ago. I mean, like
right.
2 weeks ago.
You know what's
I'm
really
the
funny? The first thing I saw was addiction. The first thing I saw was addiction. And I didn't want to say that. I said, that doesn't make sense to me. What are they saying to me? But it meant this, that when there's addiction, the power is going to be drawn and surging through you. And by the power within you, you break any chains that bind this person or bind you. And you break the holds on the person in body and spirit. And I felt that it had a hold on him and took him over. I'm asking God to release it. So when that happens, it does affect the blood and the heart, and it can kill you. So I'm glad it's over, and I hope that God is taking him in. I'm sure God does. And there's a lot of
that's been like almost 30 years now.
Yeah. So there's a power over him, and God is still trusting. You still feel his energy sometimes, though, you know?
All the time.
Because he's with you. Watching. Mm-hmm. And he's asking for forgiveness. I don't know why he's asking for forgiveness. It doesn't make sense. But anyway, he is. And he wants
so
to watch over you.
So how do I do
you.
That?
And just let him know. Just say, okay, it's done. I do forgive you, and I love you no matter what.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because there was some anger.
Faith and I pray.
Right. That's okay. You know what? There was some anger at his death. You were angry with him. Don't be angry with him. Just, you know what? I love you for who you are. God brought you to my life for a reason. And I thank God, and I'm releasing it, and I do forgive everything that was done wrong.
I was angry because I was young, and he was young, and I was left with children to raise on my own.
Right.
On my 20 years old, and I'm 60, going to be 60 now. I was angry.
I know, but you know what? You're releasing that, and God is taking care of you.
So
and
I just,
still, you're still young. You are a young 60. You don't look at it at all. You're very good.
Thank you.
So maintain the energy and know it's going to be well. Things are working out for you in a good way. It's not the age of your life, but it's the quality of your life. And so you're living
That's
a good quality
true.
Of life. You're living a quality life, and thank God for that. You're weaving a good new energy magically and recreating yourself. I've seen people do it at 70 and 80. So you're just a baby right now, so keep going.
And one thing I need to do is to forgive, and then I can really open up my doors.
Yes, 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 and not be afraid to do that. When you forgive, you're giving a wonderful power. You're releasing energy into the atmosphere, and the conditions will change.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All
yes,
right.
Thank you very much.
Be good.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, Lupe.
Thank you, Dr. Ricci. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Bye. Bye.
Okay, we're going to take another call, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
Area code 352, you're on the air.
352?
I had already read, but...
Oh, you know what?
The caller before had reminded me of something, and I just want to real quick, she had said something about a dream. That's funny because I keep having this reoccurring dream about this person, and I wanted to know what does that mean at that... You know,
well, is it a male person? Is it a female person? What's going on?
Male person. And
well,
I'm
you know
seeing...
what, Dr. Reggie, we've got a couple of other people that are here. She's had a reading already.
Okay.
I'd like to get to some of the other people today. Is that okay with you? Don't you think that's fair?
Yes, that's fair. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Area code 484, you're on the air.
Hi there. This is Tonetta giving you guys a call back.
Hey,
oh, Tonette.
How are you?
Well, it's been a long time. I've been having major health problems, and, you know, I just, you know, seen that your show was on today and that Dr. Reggie was on, so I definitely wanted to reconnect and let you guys know what's been going on with my health and everything else. It seems like everything went heck back, and I don't know if there's light at the end of the tunnel at this point because everything is just so so out of control and so just the court just went down the hill, so to speak. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I've had a lot of health problems. I'm going in for surgery.
What's the major health problem?
It's just one thing after another, Dr. Reggie. Like my laptop computer fell. It fell on my foot, so the foot got broke. I started having major migraine headaches. Had to be rushed to the hospital. The MRI showed an infection in the right lobe of the brain. I had to be put on heavy antibiotics for that. Then I ended up with bronchitis, then walking pneumonia, two more antibiotics. Now there's a lump growing back in my scalp, and it was removed last year and tested for cancer, and it was negative.
Wait, it's a lump growing back? Wait, I'm sorry, slow down.
Yes,
there's a lump growing back where?
It's on the top of my scalp in the same spot. So then I'm going in for surgery on February 7th. I met with the surgeon yesterday. They're going to cut it out. And then it got to be retested again. So I got all this going on.
Okay, with all those things happening, with all that stuff happening for you, it's one body with a multiple series of things happening. And you have to call on your strength. I'm serious. And the vitality of God, even in the sun to come within you, power flows through your body. And it pours and purifies all that is harmful in the body. Okay, yes. It imbues every cell of your body. Right. This is your radiant health. It's your body. God gave it to you. Don't allow things to be there that don't belong. Strength and beauty shine through your body. Honor your body. Shape your body. Nourish your body with everything that's good. Good food, good thoughts. And know that you are whole and healthy. And guess what? Know that in your mind. Your mind takes over your body. Everything that's in your mind that hurts, your body's going to reflect it. It's a mirror. If there's a problem in your mind, he doesn't nurture me anymore, what's going to be affected? The breast and the right side. So everything in the mind will be reflected in the body directly. If there's too much work to do in your mind, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to hurry and do this, I got to rush and do this, that will be brain problems and headaches.
Yeah.
I got to get it done right now. I don't want to have time to wait for these stupid people are so slow. Shit, I got to go. And all that comes from stuff, stress, and it will affect your brain and your mind and your back.
Right.
And tumors come from anger, outburst, anger. So we got to learn to say, you know what? I release all those things. I shape my body. I honor my body. I nourish my body with good food and good thoughts.
Yep.
And my mind and my body are in harmony. And I am whole and healthy, and so it is. Thank you, God, for every day healing me, starting with every cell in my body, which has its own divine intelligence. I'm nurturing these cells with good thoughts. I'm not worried about the outside world or worried about the job coming in or worried about what's happening out, because worry is a spiritual sickness, and it's the antithesis of my faith and belief. I let it go and give it to God, who will burn it and banish it. I want to be healthy and whole in the universe while I'm here, and I thank God for my health. Doctors, I want the doctors, if they're doing any surgery, that God will take over their hands and the scalpel, that God will magically cure the surgery. I've seen that happen too. The doctors look all stupid and confused. That's because God is in charge. He's the master physician of your life. He created that body and knows how to heal it. Affirm it, seal it with your faith, and let go.
Right. And Dr. Reggie, on top of all of these health problems, drama had come in. A mutual friend of mine and that man Dan that I've been seeing.
Right. I remember that. I remember Dan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, wait. We've been dating for 7 months off and on here. And then a mutual friend of mine and Dan came to me 2-3 weeks ago. Well, about 2 weeks ago, and said, listen, you need to quit seeing Dan. I said, why? What's going on? Because this was, that was Dan's coworker before, but he left the job. And I said, why? What's going on, you know, Wendy? Wendy said, he told me he didn't like you. He wasn't going to be with you. You know, he's just using you. He's just coming over there, taking advantage of you. So what I got, it bothered me that whole day, the whole night. The next morning, I texted Dan like I always do, and I said, listen, I got a problem here. I got to really talk to you and tell you something. He said, okay, well, what? What's going on? I said, but when I tell you this problem, it isn't because I'm believing it, but I think it's important to have communication, and I don't want you to get mad. I don't want you not talking to me. I want us to talk this out and let it be done.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, well, tell me what went on. I told him the whole story. I said, Wendy seen me in the grocery store. Wendy said A, B, and C. You know, what do you feel? Reggie, he did not say one word. I waited 3-4 hours after I got done work. I texted him again. I said, what do you feel about what Wendy said? I really don't care. I said, what? He said, you heard me. I don't care. I said, well, listen, she's throwing you under the bus, and this, you know, I mean, do you want to see me anymore? No response. Then I said, do you want to go out Saturday night to a movie? No. Told Reggie from 2 weeks ago, he totally shut me out. He won't talk to me. I haven't made any more efforts because this girl then put it all on Facebook, how he was using me, how he told her that he didn't like me. She didn't use our name,
Right.
But a friend, but a friend of mine told me that he, that she put it all on Facebook, and I texted him two Saturdays ago, and I said, listen, it's all over Facebook about us.
You know, it's really funny. My father used to say, a bird who brings a stone will carry one. And
well,
when
listen,
she...
and then, well, wait. So then I texted Danny. I was like, listen, this is all over Facebook about us. Our names aren't involved, but people that are friends of ours know.
They know. They know what's going on.
So Dan's like, freedom of speech, and you need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he texted me back.
And guess what? I would stop. I would not let this worry my heart.
I did. I stopped, but I'm like so...
And release him, because Danny showed his true colors. And this girl came to you saying all that stuff, thinking she was hurting you, but really she did you a favor to get out now while there's time. And say, no matter what, I invested emotionally in Danny and emotionally in my friends, trying to be a good friendship, giving friendship and taking friendship,
right,
and sharing my times. If it's all this channels of society are being mad because she got to blast everything on Facebook, there's a mental problem here, and you're out of the loop. Get out of it. And thank God that you're stepping out. And release it. Release Danny. Release her. Release Wendy. Release everything. And open yourself to receive the energy of God. And you will have no more health problems.
Right.
Because gossip is dangerous. And a tongue that wags is not a good thing. And the power of life and death are in the tongue. I wish that luck comes for her. She got to bring power, because she's worried about gossiping, and that's not a good thing at all.
No, and
bad news.
Allowed it. I mean, I don't know if Dan addressed the problem because I keep texting him.
Yeah. You got to release this and let it go, and do the thing that I asked you to do, please, to go and heal yourself. Don't worry about the other people. Heal you first. That's the most important thing, to be strong enough to fight back.
Right.
All right? All righty. I'm hearing some cue music. I think it's time.
It is. It's that time, Dr. Reggie.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. I love you all. And may God bless you and keep you. And I thank Him for the circles of prosperity and all the people who listen. And may you all be blessed. I believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is.